What's up, sippers? Welcome to another episode of Tea and Champagne Podcast. My name is Lena.
And I'm Dee. Hey, you guys. Welcome back.
Yes, and welcome to a season three, our season three episode. Wait, our first season three episode. Our third season three episode. Okay, first season three episode. We've had a time. I just want to be transparent. This is the third time we recorded an episode for the top of the season, but we're gonna let it do what it do. I just gotta get that out so I can feel better, you know?
I think our audience will appreciate just being transparent. This is a process, and what we do is just keep moving.
Yes,
We are
we
just going
do.
to keep moving and keep it pushing.
All right. So, announcements at the top of the show, as always. Sippers, if you would like to be a guest or would like to contact us, you can always email us at teaandchampagnepod@gmail.com. Also, for our Black Business of the Week, we want to highlight Chattanooga Business Elite for bringing Chattanooga's own back home, Usher Raymond. He was awarded the key to the city yesterday in Chattanooga. It was a phenomenal event. The city partnered with Chattanooga Business Elite, and it was dope. It was amazing to
It
see Usher. I was screaming so loud. It was just awesome. So I just want to say thank you, Chattanooga Business Elite, for celebrating your 5th year of being incorporated. And I mean, doing a big gesture to bring the number one entertainer in the world back to his hometown for children to see, for me to see. Me and my mom had a good time. So yeah, thank y'all for doing a damn thing.
Yes, thank you. I'm right behind Lena. I second everything she just said. And congratulations for this moment. Really take it all in. I hope you guys are listening. Hope you guys are watching and you can see how proud we are of you. And I'm so proud and honored to be able to say that we have met you guys and definitely want to rub some of that energy off on us because you guys took the initiative to make that happen, and that's major. So, congratulations to
Yeah,
everybody
congratulations.
involved. Everybody, y'all
Yeah,
did a great job
everybody
yesterday.
involved.
That was a great moment, I think, for everybody. And good job to all the performers, the kids. Shout out to CTA. Those kids that performed. I remember some of them from some of the old dance school my kids used to go to, and I'm so proud of them. Everybody's growing up. Everybody that performed and sung and danced, y'all did awesome. So good. Let's talk about what we're drinking. And did you already go into I guess we are our own guests, so we don't need to go into a guest overview. Do you want to go straight into the topic, or do we have any listen latelys we want to touch on? Watching latelys, listen latelys.
Yeah, I guess we can do that.
If you have any, I know we be working, so sometimes we just at home and we just be.
Well, for listens, I guess like I think I mentioned to you that I've been listening to Sir's project. It's called Heavy, and it's been on rotation. I've also been still listening to 70s music, so that's it's just real R&B for me right now. So I'm just into that. Of course, Cowboy Carter, but mostly Sir. I'm enjoying the project. Only Human is probably my favorite song on there, and Karma with Chattanooga's other own Isaiah Rashad. But I like Karma. I think the other song's called Ignorant Shit, and then Only Human. So those are my top three from him.
And these are all on his latest project, the songs you just named on his album that just came out.
Yeah, because I call it recovery fuck boy music.
You do. And on Cowboy Carter, I saw where you posted the top five, songs on the album, your top five favorites. But you put a horrible mention,
Did
Spaghetti.
I say horrible? I meant honorable.
Oh.
Wonder why did nobody like that pose? It really meant on. I really meant honorable. Oh my God. No, Spaghetti is my song and Desert
Okay.
Eagle. I wouldn't even.
Okay.
Oh my God. My mom. I like that album from top to bottom.
I wish I should have
Honorable
messaged you
mention.
immediately. I should have messaged you immediately because I saw that and I was like, oh, I love spaghetti. Should I like spaghetti?
Oh, yes. Come get everything you came for. Oh my
Right, but
God.
just snap
I
on my
didn't even
fingers. I'm
see that.
final.
Yeah, got it. Yeah.
Like, come on with the Avengers reference. I like it. Okay. I just had to
Funny.
bring that up real quick.
That is so
Horrible.
funny.
I thought that was a
No,
creative play on
honorable.
words. I
Hell
was
no.
like,
I ain't that creative. Let me just drink.
okay. Well, what's on my playlist? I've been tapping into Beyonce, of course, here and there. On my list, Tyrant and Spaghetti made the playlist so far. But there's several other songs that I also enjoy, but those two hype songs. And then I like there's a song that's like three songs in one at the very end of the album.
Sweet honey, sweet
Yeah.
honey butter,
Something like
pumpkin
that,
honey
yeah.
butter. Yeah,
I
I
might add
count.
that to my playlist too, because that's a lot of energy as well. I've also been listening to R&B music like Mary J. Blige, featuring Lil' Kim. I can love you. I can love you. That's my song right now. I've been playing that on repeat. Yes. Method Man has been in my ear lately. His album Judgment Day. I used to listen to that album when it first came out. So there's a song on there that I've been playing over and over. I know Ye is controversial, and I don't know how his album came out and what the reviews of his album have been. I didn't look into it. I just know there's a couple of tracks on his latest album that I did add to my playlist. Yay, but I still respect his musical
Yeah.
contributions.
I didn't even know he had a new album.
Yeah, he had that listening party and he brought Miss Westy on stage because she's featured on one of the tracks. This
Okay.
your bestie. Miss West, yeah, whatever album that that song is on, that's the album that I'm talking
Okay.
about. So I've been playing that and listening to oldies like you. I still listen to Three Bridges, that song that I sent you with the three sisters. I don't know if they're sisters, but what's the song called? I can't remember. My mind just
Near
blanked
and is
out.
it near and far?
If and When. It's called If and
If and
When.
when.
I still have that song on repeat. I play songs over and over again. I don't care. So, yeah, that's what I've been listening to. Watching a couple of shows. I just finished a show called Fringe. That show had like 1,000 episodes. I'm kind of sad that it's over for me. You ever finish watching a show and you've been watching it for so long and now you're kind of like, dang, that was my go-to. Now what am I going to do? Now I started watching The Wire, though. And that's another long series that's going to take me
Yeah.
into probably the next couple of months. So.
So yeah, that's a show that I want to get into along with Snowfall. Like I want to get into that. I've re I started watching Snowfall like years ago. I couldn't get past the first episode, but I
I
skipped
got
that
you.
one. I
Yeah.
went to the second episode, and I might have got to the third, but I'm gonna continue because I saw the reviews, so I'm gonna keep going.
Yeah, Damson Idris, he does his thing in the show. So
Yeah.
I'm gonna let you get to it when you can. I'm gonna try not to give any spoilers. I have a lot of
But that and The
opinions.
Wire too. The Wire too,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, I
And
think that'll
The Wire, that was like early 2099,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Young Idris Elba. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to watch it because I would like to see how life was before cell phones and stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, like, I think that's one thing that I like about Raising Kanan so much is that they got to figure out how to get things done without their cell phones. So they be around the street. She got a little big ass walkie-talkie phone, Rocky. Or, you know, they got to leave notes. Are they actually using the house phone and you got to meet them at a certain, you know, specific time? Like, it's just interesting to see how life works without convenient technology.
Then I think you would like Peaky Blinders. And I know you don't watch a lot of Netflix shows, but Peaky Blinders goes into that gangster shit from the 1920s. And so imagine being a thug back then. When you sending letters about what needs to get done, you're corresponding with messengers. And then they kind of go into the decades a little bit. So you can see where they only communicated with horses and carriage and letters. And then you can see in time it elevates to now they have phones where they're dialing the operator like 111 Elmer Street. Please.
And yeah.
It's, you know, it's very vintage, but the intellect behind all these crime is just amazing. Like, you guys are so good at being criminals. Like,
yeah.
You guys, and Peaky Blinders is interesting because, like, I don't know if this is the case with all of our crime shows, but their focus, or at least the leader's focus, is like, we're about to be legit after this. Like, this is our last run, and then we're going legit.
They want to be everybody's thing. Because that's what power was about.
Yeah, they want to be legit. So those shows have been piquing my interest. Of course, with Abbott Elementary and 911, I've been watching that again. And
with Angela Bassett?
With Angela Bassett, yeah. Mm-hmm. I started that up. So that's keeping my mind off of work and any other things. And we're getting into the topic now as far as like settling my mind. I kind of transitioned into the topic. But before we do so, let's talk about what we're drinking, because this is also a way to ease tension.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I got a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc. White Haven is the brand. It's a little personal size bottle. My sister gifted this to me. And I have been so excited to crack this open. I think this is the perfect occasion to our third season. So cheers.
Cheers. I have some rosé and I got it from Trader Joe's. And it is called Moonlight and Roses. Isn't
that
cute?
It is cute.
I think this is this the bottle that I bought? I don't know if you remember, but when we had gone to Haley's house, is this the, does the bottle look like this?
I think so.
Because I was trying to get it, and I couldn't remember what it looked like. I just knew it was a rosé bottle, but if it is, got it again.
Shout out and, to that. Shout out to that night at Haley's house. Because we drank all them bottles of wine that night.
Yeah, and that's probably why I can't remember. This is, it's so detailed. It's a rose inside the moonlight. It's so cute.
Ooh, it is cute.
But yeah.
I want to try it. This bottle right here is good as well. It's got a good taste.
Yeah, so does it smell good? Because Sauvignon Blanc typically smells good. I think so.
It does, girl. It tastes good. 13%. I love it.
Mine, 13% too.
Yeah, not too much. You know, we're recording on a Sunday, you guys. So this is a nice little summer, spring episode and nice little
chill day.
Yeah, chill day. Nice crisp Sauvignon to bring us into the season and our topic this afternoon. So I hope you guys are good with a nice little conversation piece, right? Lately, I've been like replaying this clip by Eartha Kitt. She's doing an interview. It's an old interview. And the topic is inspired by this particular question they asked her. And I don't know what question she's answering, but her answer to the question was the inspiration for my topic today, because I loved her take on making life simple, the simplicity behind life. So we're going to talk about that. I kind of want to play the clip.
Life is not problematical. We make it problematical because we're all listening to something, to someone else, to something, without listening to ourselves. We buy a lot of junk, for instance, that we know damn well we don't need. We clutter up our lives with insignificant things that have no value at all. But when we start to think about how simple life is and how simple it should be lived, then we begin to realize, I have no problem. I don't have a real problem. Problem is something you make. Life is something you live.
Beautiful. I just think she is beautiful in the vision that I'm looking at right now. Like the image and the video is just so beautiful. She looks great, right? Eartha Kitt's a beautiful woman in general. But just her essence of how she delivered that message and just the lightness in her statement, I just find so much resonance with it, because I do think, me personally, I can only talk as far as I go. But for me personally, I do think sometimes I overcomplicate things. And when I take a moment to sit back and think about, okay, is it really as big a deal as I'm making it out to be? You know, there are serious problems that really warrant more heavier reactions than what I'm giving to trivial things. And so when I really think about, okay, the things that really matter, are those things going good? Let's focus my energy on that, because all the other things, like she said, the fluff and wanting to purchase all these items and all these things that don't matter, junk, it doesn't matter. If you just focus on like the simple things that absolutely, for me, that matter the most, and that's coming back down to my health, the safety of my family, my mental fitness, and again, just health of everyone I love. When I realize, okay, all those things are in place and all these other things, you know, can be resolved. And even if it's not resolved, the things that matter are in place. And then even when things that do matter go sideways, I still try to find comfort in knowing that things are temporary, things are seasonal, things always revert back. So I wanted to talk about, are we overcomplicating life? Do we create our own problems? You know, let's talk about, should we simplify our life more? And how could we do that if we wanted to do that? And is that even possible? Like, do our desires even align with simplifying life, or should we balance it with being more adamant on having a go-getter perspective and do everything you want to accomplish? And, you know, simplicity is for the boring and the complacent. I want to be a go-getter. You know, I battle with that, because I also like the idea of like being a nomad and just living off the bare essentials and being free. Mm-hmm. So what do you think? What, you know, about the video and about all of that?
I think someone with that opinion is what Eartha Kitt has. I think you have to be highly emotionally intelligent first. Mm-hmm. And you have to be so emotionally intelligent so that you can think logically to comprehend that statement, because do we create our own problems? I feel like she's somewhere at peace, like, with that statement. Like, she's probably gone through some things to grow and realize, like, all of that was unnecessary. This is all I need. Like, she had to go through some things to figure that out. And she had to learn from some mistakes in the past because I feel like creating our own problems, some of us are just born into problematic situations that they don't have control over. So, I think that's a bold statement to say, to say that we all create our own problems. I think, like I said, it requires someone to have gone through some lessons, gone through some things to be at peace, to realize that some of the problems that we create are within ourselves. Now, me personally, I would say, yes, I do create my own problems because I'm an overthinker. And the way society has placed us into this competitive situation every day, that kind of probably triggers a lot of self problems because you want to be the best, you want to be a go-getter, you want to be good at what you do. But I mean, you can be focused on one track and one path, but sometimes you may look to the right and see what somebody else is doing, you know? And now that you recognize that, dang, am I good enough? You start self-doubting yourself. So I do agree with that to an extent. Like sometimes we do that. But I also think those situations are put in our journey so that we can grow and, you know, grow from it. I guess. You know what I mean? So I feel like I'm just my perspective about everything lately has just been about learning a lesson. So I don't think that don't want to sound like I'm contradicting myself, but in some cases I do feel like I create my own problems. Like if someone tells me, okay, Lena, this sky is blue. I know that, right? But I want it to be pink today. Can it be pink today? It can't be pink today. Why can't it be pink today? I really want it to be pink today. I like pink. I don't like blue. I really want it to be pink today. I think I do that sometimes because I want things to go my way and I can't accept it. Like those are the type of problems that I can create within myself. Like those things because intentionally I want things to go my way. So, like you were saying something, what was your question about if we desire something, like
Yeah,
our
what does a
desires?
simple, yeah, would focusing on making life simple align with the things that we desire, you know?
I
Because
don't
I,
know. I can't answer that because if I want the sky to be pink today, I'm gonna fight for it to be pink today. It's gonna take me a long time to accept something that I really want. And that's just me. That's how I'm wired. You know, I want things to go my way. So, I mean, if that's the case, if I can't accept the fact that the sky is blue, although I want it to be pink, then yeah, I'm creating my own problem.
I like this statement that I've seen in s several places, I think, where it says comparison is the thief of all joy, you know? Because I think when I started feeling away about how far I've come or how far I haven't come is always based upon what I've seen somebody else do, right? And knowing, okay, I feel like we all had the same resources and they did something different with the resources that I did. And so now I'm feeling away. And then I dabble back into like everybody has their own path, what happens in your time is for you, and your time is like things happen in the right time for you, right? But you also have to help yourself, you know, you just can't wait for things to fall into your lap. You do have to, I've also heard, you know, God helps those who help themselves, and I have to remember to use my tools and to use my resources to accomplish the goals that I set for myself. And remember that, you know, when you work hard, you can play hard, because that's a part of my desires. You know, I do like to travel, and you can't travel for free. Like, you have to have money to go places. Whether you're driving, you need money for gas, whether you're taking a bus, train, airplane, it all costs money. And then while you're gone, you still have to pay your bills while you're away. Or, there's just always something that costs an expense. And so a lot of my trajectory has been based on how to earn more so I can do more. And so that's been where I'm conflicted because I'm also like, well, life could be, at peace where you're at. If you don't have the funds to go everywhere you want to go, you could still be at peace at home with your family, with your kids. Like I've also have I also have family members who have a different perspective on traveling. They're like, I don't see the point in going out of town to Europe or Africa. I don't get it. I'm happy just sitting on my porch with my whiskey, and this is it. This is grand right here. This is life for me. And I respect that too. And so I'm like, you know what? You're right. Are people that decide to move somewhere close to water, and that's their peace. They don't really need to go anywhere. They're living by the water. That's their everyday exposure. And so that's an idea too. Being okay to relocate and just be living in paradise and making those changes. And just being okay with what you have. Or being okay with working hard to get more, right? And I just think that clip, it just brought me back down to earth when I begin getting when I become anxious or when I begin to start overthinking about being stressed on not accomplishing things while I'm young. I feel like I'm 36, I got a cool 40 years to if I'm blessed and lucky enough to be healthy for the rest of the next 40 years, to be able to say at least half my life was doing what I wanted to do. Because I feel like this first 36 has been, I feel like I've been hustling since high school. I feel like we go through high school, we have fun, but at the same time, we were focused on grades. We were focused on what college to get into. We was focused on, well, for me, this was my focus. I was focused on, getting good grades and getting scholarship money. Then I get to college and focus on college. I'm focused on kids. I'm focused on working. And now I'm out of college and I'm working and working and working. And I just want to be able to commit as many decades of my life to work and have just as many decades of my life to relax and not work. I don't want to retire at 65 and finally be like, all right, I'm at peace now. I don't gotta work and I got 15 years to enjoy it. And that sounds great and sad at the same time for me. So that clip balances me out because I'm like, well, it don't have to be like that. I think it's your mindset that brings you peace. It's not always,
The things that you do, your
the things that you
desire.
do. It's your mindset. It's how you look at it. And that clip just makes me look at life differently. We're blessed to be abled body to work all the time. That's a blessing. And it's a blessing to be able to do it for the people that you love and to have them around to do it for. So changing that
I
mindset
think,
brings it some positivity.
I think, yeah, again, it goes back to maturity and being having emotional intelligence because sometimes I'm very selfish where I'm quick to say no about things
Okay.
and, saying no because I just don't want to give my time and energy to things that I don't care for. But, I had a conversation with my mom. She's like, okay, I understand that you don't want to do this, but this situation would be good for your nephew. I need you to like realize that like, this would be good for him if you could help him with this, you know. And then I just had to like humble myself and like sometimes, because I be feeling like when I say no, I'm setting a boundary so that I can have my own peace.
Yeah.
But I think I get too caught up into my own peace and not realizing like who is amongst me too, you know, or who may need me too. So that's when that conversation gets tricky, because if my desire at the time is just to go home and chill, am I like complicating things? Because, and I'm not, this is just a hypothetical question. This isn't how the situation with me and my mom, this isn't how the conversation went. Hypothetically, like, am I over, wait, let me pull the notes of what I'm trying to say. Because I decide to choose my own peace. Like, is that creating problems within my life because I don't want to do something one Saturday? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is that complicating? Like, am I creating my own problems?
Because you're letting someone down? Is that what you think is making it complicated? Because you're disappointing
someone else? Letting someone down. Yeah. I guess so.
What would your therapist family say about that? What does, do your therapist and you talk about that? Like, choosing yourself over what someone else wants you to do?
Yeah, we talk about it. I didn't mean to have a dramatic pause. We talk about it, but I'm trying to think, like, I've just started doing that heavy, though. Like, I just started choosing myself over other people because of where I am in my life. Like, the schedule that I have, I recognize that I just can't be available all the time.
Yeah. And
some days, like, the things that, I don't know, I don't want to answer this. Well, this situation is kind of fresh. So
okay.
I'm going to talk to my therapist about it before I don't want to say it on air. But I just know that I just started choosing myself recently where I'm like, I don't want to go anywhere. I have to record the podcast. I have to do this and that. And I think in some cases, my no probably do hurt a lot of people's feelings. And my therapist was saying, you have to be okay with that, you know? And I think, I mean, even Iggy was saying that like last night. He was saying that last night too, as in like growing in yourself, sometimes you're not afraid to dodge conflict. And he was talking about that with his parents too, because you don't want to let them down, or your parents. And, you know, you don't want to seem ungrateful, but there is times where I just recognize I can't be there every day. I can't do it. I think my dad has a better understanding than what my mom does. She's a lot more emotional. But, I mean, that's just where I'm at. And I battle with that a lot. Is that creating problems because I choose my own peace? Versus showing up for someone, I mean, probably so, but I just have to deal with it, I guess.
That's a good topic point. I think a lot of people can relate to that, because I think a lot of people do things they don't want to do just to avoid any tension that might come out of letting someone down. And I think I'm guilty of that. Sometimes I push through, you know, when I could be doing something else that's more suiting to my wants. And I push through. And I push through, I know, for one reason, because at the end of it, I become satisfied that I ended up going through with it, because it ends up being a great time, and I'm like, oh, you know what, I'm glad I came. I honestly wasn't gonna come. But it ends up being a good time. And so I'm reminded about previous experiences where I almost backed out, but I end up pushing through and had a great time. So I'm like, okay, this is probably gonna be like that too. But then there's some cases where it's not, and it's like, okay, well, I'm exiting early, because I also respond to how I feel. And I'm also like, well, okay, I'm ready to go. And so I go. Mm-hmm. I don't stay mm-hmm. where I'm not. Oh, and that's why I'm glad I'm single sometimes, because there have been a lot of cases where in my relationship, I was in places I ain't want to be because we mm-hmm. rode in the same car and I'm ready to go. And this was before Uber. And even if Uber existed, it would have been a whole thing if I Ubered out and left my partner there. But being single and traveling on my own, when I'm ready to go, I'm go. Like, and I will. Mm-hmm. So I listen to that part of my body. But I do give certain situation chances, you know, even when I'm hesitant about it, when I would rather be doing something else. But I think you hit the nail on the head with the word peace. I think, you know, we want to choose peace for us. And I think that's healthy. And even if it's at the expense of someone else's feeling, mm-hmm. your peace is valuable. Your peace is important. It's you that got to live with it. No one else is mm-hmm. living with your own emotions. You got to live with your emotions. And mm-hmm. you can't live with their emotions. That's, they have to right. deal with that. So I didn't have, you know, a long, lengthy thing with this topic. I'm not going to mm-hmm. drag it out. I just really wanted to get your take on this video and this mm-hmm. clip, because I just thought it was, in the moment that I heard it, I just thought it was a profound sentiment to say, mm-hmm. you know, life is so simple. Life can be simple. It ain't simple, but it can be. I think if yeah. we choose for it to be at the right moment, we can choose for it to be simple. I think for me, I can choose for it to be simple at the right moment. And when I choose that, it alleviates, stress sometimes, because when I'm like working so much to earn more money, and then I'm also like, but for what though? Like, I have everything I need. As long yeah. as I have everything that I need, I can calm down. I can chill. Because there's been periods where I was working 3 jobs at one point. Mm-hmm. And I quit when I was tired, because I'm like, you know what? Hawaii happened, check. Disney happened, check. It's time to rest. mm-hmm. Or this trip happened, check. I paid off this bill, check. Okay, it's time to rest. Like,
yeah,
it's okay to take those breaks and be okay to not work on the weekends. Like, I've been feeling good yeah. about that, even though it still creeps up on me to start working on the weekends again, because I always have this feeling of not having enough. Mm-hmm. So I tap into like, okay, well, what's really appropriate for enough, right? Like, what's more important, your rest or being able to go everywhere you're invited to or have everything you want? Because I love shoes. I love food. I love, like, sometimes I just want to have another job just to eat out or mm-hmm. try all the expensive whiskey or tequila or wine. Like, I just have all these expensive tastes and I want to try everything. But I'm also like, girl, you at the, this is you right here.
I don't think anything is wrong with want to desire those things. I don't think anything is wrong with that. I think there has to be a balance within. I think maybe, like, I hope this doesn't sound like cheap, but maybe just kind of, this is something that I'm working on, like kind of plan one self-care or one self thing, one of your luxury desires once a month, instead mm-hmm. of just trying to cram it in like for the whole month. You know what I mean? Like I said, we going to Atlanta for our little hot girl summer. That didn't work. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. I'm kind of glad it didn't bother, because I really did not need to spend that money. I just paid a lot of money to go get my hair done. And I just have to budget myself to know that that's my self-care for the month. You know, that's my luxury expense. Next month, it's May.
Yeah. It's May already.
When did I get married?
Over. We already
next month is May.
April.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. No, the end of April is next month, next week. That's
I
crazy.
know, that is, it's a lot.
But I mean, I guess I'm saying like maybe next month I'll be able to do something else, you know, and instead of just kind of cramming it into one month. That's just what I've been working through as far as budgeting. Because it's not like that you can't experience it. You just probably can't experience it this month. Next month it'll be okay.
Yeah, it's good to pace yourself. You know, even if you have the funds to do what you want, it's okay to pace yourself and just let the funds sit in the bank. Because I think that's
Yeah.
something I've had to teach myself. Like, just because you got it don't mean you got to spend it. It's okay to just let things stack. And I like
Yeah,
that.
and grow your
Focus on
money.
one
Yeah.
thing. Yeah, focus on one thing in life. I like that.
Cause what I've been budgeting, like I know I'm gonna get my eyebrows, my nails and toes done for a month. I
Yeah.
know that every month that's what I'm doing. That's factored into my budget with my bills and everything else, because I know that that's a necessity for me. But when I want to go beyond that, that's probably spending 2 weekends with my friends, you know, spending more money with you and the girls, or excuse me, finding something fun for me and Carter to do, you know, like that's just extra money that I have to learn to factor into my budget instead of just spending it because I got paid this weekend, you know?
Right.
So that's just and honestly, now that we're talking about and creating our own problems, when I did spend money that way, I was creating my own problems because I eat the money up so fast that I can't go nowhere. And then I'm on the outside on social media looking sad because I'm like looking at everybody saving up money or going on trips. Or it perceives to be that way. I don't know what how y'all living in real life, but it seems like everybody is able to do stuff and I'm just living paycheck to paycheck. Well, yeah, then I am creating my own problems because I feel like I gotta keep up with the Joneses, or I'm moving like I gotta keep up with it. I don't feel that way. I'm moving that way. And that's creating your own problems because again, if we're not looking at social media, we can recognize what we have in front of us is all that we need. You got a place to
Right.
stay. I got internet. You know, that's a luxury too. You know, I'm
Yeah.
able to go to the grocery store to make foods. You know, I've gotten
Right.
better with finding things where I don't necessarily have to spend 4 hours in the kitchen. Now I'm just baking everything and I got an air fryer. That's a luxury too, you know? So it's, I think it's, yeah, she's absolutely right. We do complicate our lives and not pay attention to the simple things that we have around us. We got hot water, you know, you
Yeah.
got your candle. That's a
We're
luxury.
not living in a war zone. We're not
We're
living in a
not,
place where
yeah.
there's bombs outside our windows every day, all day. I
Oh,
remember
yeah.
I had a tutor in college, and one of my grad school classes, I hired a tutor to help teach me some statistics stuff, and he lived in a country. I was going to say the name of the country, but I don't know if that's the right country. But he lived in a country that was in a war zone. We were Skyping, but he was an affordable tutor and he was hella smart. I know, girl. And we Skyped. I found him online and he was in my budget and he was able to Skype and teach me everything. But sometimes he had to cut his camera off because they were literally bombing outside and he didn't want me to see, like, he would have like a fake background, and sometimes it would get distorted because there was shit going on. He was living in some sh he was trying to save to come to America, Lena. This is what he told me. But he was tutoring to get extra money because he was trying to get him and his family to the United States. So it really
See,
puts things into perspective about where we are. You know, some people
yeah,
dying to get over here, and we.
yeah.
Well, I'm over here like, damn, somebody else on a boat. So that's why I mute a lot of people online because I don't want nobody giving
Yeah.
me any wrong ideas about life. You know, I like to
Yeah.
focus on simple pages about like moms I can relate to,
Yeah.
scripture pages, you know, pages to teach about things I want to learn about. But all the
Yeah.
people that, you know, not serving me, they get muted. I love them. We can still be connected, but y'all are muted. There's so many people.
See,
And I like that
but
they don't
that's
know.
what that
Like, I just mute them all the
right.
time. Like, girl,
But
I'm
that's
happy
what
for
I
you, but
mean
yeah.
as far as like it's a bold statement to say we create our problems, because that person in particular, he's born into a problematic. I don't know if he's born, but he's in a problematic situation that he cannot control. So
Exactly. Yeah. So you
he
can't say
can't
it for
do
everybody.
you can't say it for everybody. So I'm just like, I think Eartha Kitt, sis, auntie, yes, you said a word there, but I mean, that's a bold statement to say. And
That
like I
we
said, she
create our own
probably have
problems.
gone through a lot of things to be at that point of peace for herself. You know what I mean? So she probably had to make a lot of sacrifices too, and just something to learn in life in general.
Well, I'm
But
glad we talked about this. I'm glad we did. Yeah, I'm
it's
glad we talked
crazy to
about
let
it.
somebody just be waking up to bombs. Because you know, the most I don't think about a lot of countries outside of the US, but something that's equivalent to that, of course, is a movie, but I think about Boys in the Hood, that those people were living in the hood, and you know, it's gunshots every night. And
Gunshots.
I'm
Yeah.
not making a joke about that, because some people probably have grown up in that before.
That's
So
scary
I'm just like,
too.
dang, that's scary. Like, yeah, those are situations you can't control, and that takes a lot of layers of fear and bitterness and hurt to grow through to get to the level of peace to say we complicate our own situations. You know what I mean? So,
Yeah. And then
yeah.
move in a way to decomplicate it. It does take a lot of emotional intelligence. I think you're right about that. Right. Well, I am gonna wrap up our topic unless you have anything else you would like to share.
No, that was good. I think that's a good way to start this week, to start season three, you know. And yeah, let's go ahead and wrap it up. What are your intentions for the week?
I would like to. I always forget to think about this part. This week, I do plan to. I hope I can cook more this week. I do want to. And I usually cook every week, but I hope to try some new recipes. And the girls are inspiring me today because, before we started recording, I had to run downstairs and taste their French fries that they're making because my mom gave us some potatoes and they decided to slice them up on their own. I didn't ask them to do anything. They just was down there slicing potatoes when I came back from the store and cooking homemade French fries. And I am so proud of them. So I hope that I can piggyback on them and try some new recipes out because I know they're over the 10 or so staple dinners that I recycle. It ain't even probably 10. It's probably about five that I rotate. I don't
That's
know.
funny, because I thought I was gonna be extravagant at the grocery store today, and I literally picked up everything that I always get,
Yeah,
because
no,
I ain't got
it's
time to try
I
right
don't
now.
want to think about it. I don't want to think about it. I just, baked chicken, bet. Chicken wings, bet. Pasta, bet. Tacos, bet. Quesadillas, bet. Those are my rotate them. Easy, and they're good. But hopefully, I can try something new because I know they appreciate that. They send me things on Instagram all the time, like we eating this tonight. And I'm like, okay. And sometimes I dabble into it and go and get the ingredients and make some bang bang chicken and spice it up a little. So that's my intention. Let's spice it up at least once, I'm gonna be easy on myself, give myself grace at least
That's
once.
good.
Yeah.
That's good. My intentions, yeah. I'm gonna cook something. I went grocery shopping today, and I said that I was gonna rest this week a little bit more. Lately, when I say rest, lately I've been staying over, like for work, like just a few hours later, trying to get things done so I can have a shorter week, you know, or I could just go to work. So I've been typically staying over to like 3. I'm supposed to get off at 1, so I stay over to 3. Sometimes 4, And I'm not gonna do that this week because I've recognized how tired I am. You know, anything that I'm just trying to cram in at the last minute, it's just gonna have to wait, you know, and just or just spread it out throughout the week or something. But I plan on resting and I plan on doing cardio. I was very proud of myself to get back on that treadmill because I've been working out. I've been consistent with the workout, but I can see like my muscle, like things are toning. My butt has gotten juicier.
Come on, juicy butt.
Yeah, let's go. But I just want to
my butt can be a.
I'm sorry.
Shout out to but I just kind of
want to just so silly. Just want to like you know fill it out and just hit that cardio a little bit harder. So like I've been on a treadmill, been doing an incline, but now I'm about to get back into jump roping. And tie that in.
I love jump roping in my regimen.
Yeah. Tying that back in to build my endurance back up, you know. Because the summer is right around the corner.
Yes. I'm manifesting my next job to be like on your side of town. So when you get off work, I could take my lunch break and we can exercise together.
Okay. Yeah.
I love working out with other people. And we have only worked out together a few times. I would like to make that a part of like a routine.
Yeah.
For now, you know. Well, I like your intentions. I always say I'm going to do cardio, but I ain't going to say that because I'm going to just do it. But I am going to say I'm going to try a new recipe.
Okay.
Do you have your sage? Do you want to close out with a little sage?
Yeah, because we prayed before the episode.
We did, y'all. She said a beautiful prayer. I'm going to light my sage on this beautiful
candle. I'm not going to let the enemy try to interfere with whatever he got going on because I'm like, God, this ain't right. Like, what is it? Humble me now because we've been working too hard.
I need all the sage to bring the serenity, the peace. Get all negative energies out of here. Nothing but positive expectations and executions.
Yes. All right. Now it looks like I'm 420 friendly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. 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 All the vibes I'm looking for, and all the good news I'm looking for. Just embracing all of it.
Yes, and I just go hope my nephew has a good time on his trip.
Mm-hmm.
What else this week? More intentions. Like, I just want to be happy. I'll listen to that clip again of Eartha Kitt because there is some truth to that of creating my own problems. You know, sometimes it's spending too much money, watching what I eat, or just, you know, giving too much emotional attention to stuff that don't even serve me anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I think, I know we talked about this a while ago, but like, sometimes you just gotta be aware that you're giving your energy to too much, you know? That's complicating, that's creating problems. So,
I agree. Life is to be lived. That's how she closed it out. And I think we are going to live life on our own accord, not according to anybody else's expectations. And that's going to be enough.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is great, D. I'm proud of us. Maybe this is it. I'm proud
this
of us.
It. I'm proud of us too.
Yeah. So, sippers, thank you again for listening to our episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Remember, if you guys would like to be a guest on the show, you can email us at teaandchampagnepod@gmail.com. Also, follow us on all of our platforms. It is Tea and Champagne Pod on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. This video will be on YouTube on Thursday. So I'm just, you know, we're just going to let the universe do its thing.
We're going to let the universe do its thing. Yes,
But
we
yeah,
have.
so again, thank y'all for rocking with us again.
Thank
for
you
tuning.
guys.
Bye.
Again, second Lena.
Oh.
Thank y'all. No, I was just gonna say thank you. Bye, y'all.
Bye.